Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of the Heart of a Youth Leader, weekly podcasts for all those involved in youth and children's work to keep our eyes fixed on God. I hope you're doing well. It's great to have your company once again. Thanks for giving me a few minutes. This week, I want us to think about our heart and what makes us anxious. I wonder when the last time was when you were like going to sleep and you were thinking something over and over again, and you're like, I wonder how that's going to go, or I'm worried about this meeting coming up, or frustrated how tonight's youth group session went and it didn't go the way you planned, or we all have that feeling sometimes of imposter syndrome. I know I do, of, you know, one day I'm going to be found out that I'm not as good as they think, or I'm not as capable as perhaps we pretend to be. And it's so easy for us to be fearful about these things and to be concerned with, are we doing the right thing? Are we saying the right thing? Are we meeting people's expectations? And the anxiety can take over, can't it? And it happens to the best of us and to all of us. I wonder where your anxiety levels are at the moment and what are the triggers for you. Sometimes it can feel lonely doing youth work. Sometimes we can feel like we're not quite part of the adult church because they do their own thing. And yet we're not quite part of the youth in our church because they're much younger than us. And of course we're not them. And it can feel like at best we've got a foot in both camps. And we're like partly in the adults and partly in the youth. And because, especially on a Sunday perhaps, when we're spend more time in our youth group than we do in the church with the adults. I know that's a controversial way of viewing church, and I don't mean that, but you understand what I'm saying. It can feel like we're neither in the adults and neither in the youth. And yes, at best, we can talk about being the bridge between both. But when we've got a foot in either and they're drifting in opposite directions, it starts to feel like we're doing the splits. Do you get that feeling sometimes? And you feel like there's the weight of expectation on you as the youth leader to be helping, to be reaching into the world of young people and bringing them into the adult church. And then there's the weight of expectation from the young people to be meeting all their needs and the expectation of parents. And it just feels like there can be so much sometimes put on our shoulders that we find it overwhelming. Proverbs has a verse that I find really helpful when we're feeling anxious or overwhelmed. And it's very simple. It's this sentence from Proverbs 12, verse 25. It says, anxiety weighs down the heart. Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. And you know, I think there's so much truth in that. Anxiety does weigh down the heart. The more anxious I am, the harder life becomes. The harder it is to keep going, the harder it is to have the desire to go out to yet another youth group meeting, the harder it is to go and be fully present in a team meeting or a church meeting or a prayer meeting or whatever it may be. And we just think, oh, it's a slog. This is just feels like wading through treacle. Why am I doing this? Why am I bothering? And we can easily spiral downwards on that. And I think at this time of year, that can often be especially prevalent as it starts to get darker earlier and the days are shorter and it's starting to get really cold, and we can be like, I'd much rather be snuggled under a blanket on the sofa watching TV than having to do anything. And we can start to wallow in self-pity and what am I doing anyway? And the anxiety weighs down the heart. I think that's a real truth. But isn't interesting, the antidote that the writer of Proverbs suggests is, but a kind word cheers it up. We can cheer our hearts up just by receiving kind words. And when we have someone say, actually, Andy, I really appreciated what you said, or just you spoke exactly what we needed to hear. I just think it's amazing how that throwaway comment can make all the difference. I can remember once having a chat with one of our young people, And we were walking around the park, and I wasn't really feeling like I was helping at all. I was just listening to their talking. And we spent an hour or so together. And anyway, we came to the end of our walk and came to our end of our time. And it was like, well, you know, nice to see you. And they just turned around and said, Andy, this has been so helpful. You're such a good listener. I feel much better now. And I feel like I've got a better understanding of what I've got to do. And I was like, really? I mean, I wasn't feeling, I was just thinking, when's this going to end? And actually, it was because I was giving her time, giving them presence, and giving them a listening ear. It's what they needed. And that word of encouragement, saying, Andy, that's exactly what I needed. You're such a good listener, really encouraged my heart. And it lifted the frustrations that I was having about what else I could be doing with the time, or how am I going to fit everything in, to realise that what I was doing is what God's made me for. And that's to support people, to encourage people, and to journey through faith together and to bring them closer to Jesus. And it was such a heart encouragement that my anxiety was let go and my heart was encouraged. And so this idea of just having the right word to cheer people up with. When people encourage you, write it down, keep it. If they email or whatever, they send you a card, keep it. Keep a box file of it so you can go back to it when you're finding life difficult again. But equally, a kind word cheers up someone's heart. Whose heart are you cheering up this week? Whose heart do you know is struggling with anxiety, is struggling with fear, is struggling with how life is going? Maybe it's one of your youth leaders, someone you lead with. Maybe it's one of your young people. Maybe it's your church leader. And a kind word cheers the heart up. And it may seem like nothing for us, because what can we do? We can't help, but we can say something that we love about them. We can say something that will point out what they're good at, or to thank them for the way they did whatever they did. But a kind word will cheer their heart up. And I love the fact that the scripture is so full of encouragements, and finding a verse that you think might actually be exactly what they need to hear, and just texting it to them or sending a little postcard or whatever it is. But we've got to be intentional about saying things which we think actually is going to make no difference. But who knows what it does to the recipient's heart when they hear it, when they read it, when they get it. And so let's be doing that this week. Choose one person, whatever age, that you can purposefully say a kind word to or send a kind word to. And then let's pray that God uses it to speak to their anxious heart, and to encourage them and to cheer them up. Go for it.